Here's a thought I'll title, Getting Closer. There is no such thing as a universal rule in photography or art making, but if there were one, the universal rule I might propose would be, get closer. And I could employ that in several layers of meaning. Get closer meaning physically, get closer meaning emotionally, get closer to your own heart. However you want to interpret it, or maybe you want to think about all three, getting closer seems to be the key for making better photographs. Interestingly enough, this may not mean getting physically closer all the time. The idea of getting closer, for example, in landscape means, probably, zooming in or using a longer focal length lens. There's lots of landscapes you just can't get closer to, but you can get optically closer to them. And the search then is for just exactly the right focal length to portray exactly what you want in the image. Conversely, getting closer in street photography probably implies using a wider angle lens, the opposite of landscape photography. Because when you get closer in street photography, what you want to do is include the scene, but getting physically closer in street photography means the angle of view is reduced, so you compensate for that with a wide angle lens. I guess the way to think about this is getting closer is not formulaic, but it is a principle that often helps. If we can get closer to the essence of what it is that we want to accomplish with our photograph, however you want to think about getting closer, it's not a bad thing to keep in the back of your mind. Just a quick cursory scan at my Lightroom catalog indicates that, in my case anyway, every time I take a second composition and I get closer, I end up with a better picture, whether that's in the landscape or in an urban environment or in a macro. Doesn't it sort of make sense that the purpose of photography itself is to get the viewer closer to something that they couldn't see without the help of the photograph? Either they're not there at the time and place, or they're emotionally in a different place. And so the purpose of the photograph is to draw the viewer and the image together. Doesn't that sound like a definition of getting closer? Well, the logical question then becomes, how do you know when you've gotten close enough? I would love to tell you that I could provide, an idea, a rule, a formula, a definition. I can't. But I know it when I see it, especially in my own photographs. When comparing two images, the one that is closer will always be better. And sometimes I have to crop in a little bit even on that to get just a little bit closer. The analogy that always comes to mind is, you know how when you're focusing your camera and everything's out of focus, and as you rotate the focus ring, it suddenly pops into focus, and then if you go too far, it pops back out of focus. There's that sweet spot that's just exactly where focus needs to be. Well, the same thing can be said about getting closer. When I'm too far away, I don't feel that proximity of the subject. If I get too close, I don't feel that I see the entire subject. There's a sweet spot where things sort of pop into closeness. And you know it when you feel it. I guess the reason I bring this up here is because if you're not sensitive to the idea of getting closer, if you're not sensitive to that right filling of the frame that really brings you into emotional contact with the subject, if you're not sensitive to that, you'll never search for it. But the more you become sensitive to the idea of getting closer, the more you can feel it, the more you can feel when you're not close enough or too close, the more your photographs will find that sweet spot of proximity that just makes a photograph sing.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.